Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A vegan and milk-based ice cream store opens in Midtown Village.
Because ice cream is a comfort food, I think it's recession-proof. It's an affordable luxury.
The story of Van Leeuwen Ice Cream starts in Brooklyn in 2008, but not before taking a lot of dramatic twists and turns.
So we were an item until 2011, so we've sort of grown the majority of the business not as an item, and now we're just best friends. So yeah, kind of a three-way best friendship in a very unusual way.
It's like a family because, you know, you have your baby and so you can't really separate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the ice cream company is definitely was our first baby, and now there's some other babies in the mix too. So I just had one 3 months ago, actually.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
And even more expansion is expected here in Philadelphia.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
Because it was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 13th and Sansom, which is the site of the brand new ice cream store called Van Leeuwen. This is the former Capogiro location, and I'm with co-founder Laura O'Neill. So Laura, when you came around looking to bring your ice cream to Philadelphia, did you know the history of this ice cream store?
We're really familiar with Capogiro. We've always really liked the brand. So when this space became available, we were, of course, sad that they were closing. But it was exciting to be able to breathe new life into the space and also still have like a great neighborhood ice cream shop for the community.
So they've been closed for a little bit. But I think the neighbors always walk by going, oh, because, you know, Capogiro was very well known. They won a lot of awards, but you're bringing ice cream back to this corner.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to be able to offer the people of Philadelphia another great ice cream option. We do classic ice cream with our dairy base, and we also make vegan ice cream. Almost half of our menu is vegan. We have bases with cashew and oat milk. So there's really something for everyone. So we really want to fill that void that Capogiro has left, but then offer something new as well.
So you started in Brooklyn, and this is location number what?
This is our 25th location. We also have most of our stores in New York, but we also have some in Los Angeles and now in Houston as well. But we're very excited to be opening our first in Philadelphia.
So you've been expanding pretty fast. When did you start doing ice cream?
Yeah, so we launched in 2008 out of a scoop truck, and then we started opening stores about a year later, and then by the 10-year mark, we had 10 stores, and then we've been doing some expanding in the last few years.
So there are three co-owners. How did you all get to know each other?
Sure. So my co-founders are Ben and Pete Van Leeuwen. Ben and Pete are brothers, so they met at birth, and then Ben Van Leeuwen I met in London in 2006, and we ended up moving to Brooklyn, and the three of us were living together, and Ben had this idea to do good ice cream off ice cream trucks. So we started making ice cream, and here we are today.
So you've just been like best friends for a long time?
Well, actually, Ben and I are exes, so we're like a modern family business. So we were an item until 2011, so we've sort of grown the majority of the business not as an item, and now we're just best friends. So yeah, kind of a three-way best friendship in a very unusual way.
It's like a family because, you know, you have your baby, and so you can't like really separate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the ice cream company was our first baby, and now there's some other babies in the mix too. So I just had one 3 months ago, actually.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Wow, that is very modern.
Yeah, it is. People are always surprised. I think, you know, obviously it's easier to not be around your exes, but I think sometimes when you just stay around in each other's lives, you sort of realize that you came into each other's lives for other reasons. So, yeah, I'm glad we stuck it out and that we're still mates.
And you're parenting together and business partners.
Oh, no. So my baby's father is not my business partner.
Oh.
So just to make it even more complicated.
Okay.
And right. And then Pete has one baby and another one on the way with his wife. And then Ben is yet to start a family.
Oh, so you're like boyfriend, girlfriend, exes, not marriage exes.
We're marriage exes.
Oh.
Yeah. But
we're getting really personal here on what's good.
I know. Yeah. This is the interesting stuff, right?
Yeah, it is. It's behind the scenes. Does it make the ice cream better?
I think so, actually. Well, I think that given that there's so much passion in the business, I think it definitely makes the product better.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So everybody has a family? Everybody's married?
Not all married. So Pete's married. I'm not married but partnered. And Ben is also not married but partnered.
I'm sorry that I'm getting so personal here.
Yeah, no, it's okay. People are always fascinated by this. Yeah. I feel like they start the interview thinking they want to know about something, and then they figure out they want to know about something else.
So there are a lot of kids in the mix, right?
Yeah.
So are the kids like the best taste testers?
Well, we've only got one kid in the mix who's of ice cream eating age, because I think you're supposed to wait until they're like one. But yeah, she's definitely, that's JoJo Van Leeuwen, and she is really into the Van Leeuwen ice cream.
All right, tell me about your flavors. What's on the menu?
Cool. So we have all the like classics you can imagine, vanilla, mint chip, pistachio. We have honeycomb, which is like one of our signature flavors. That's like a caramel candy that we mix into a sweet cream base. We've got chocolate fudge brownie. That one comes as a vegan option or a classic option. We've done an incredible collaboration with Federal Donuts. So we've put pieces of their strawberry lavender donut into a buttermilk ice cream and then swirls of strawberry lavender jam. So that one's going to be exclusively available at our Philadelphia store while stocks last.
So you do this often? You collaborate with a local popular food business?
Yeah, definitely. So when we open somewhere new, we want to become part of the community. So we partner with other brands that we're excited about what they're doing culinarily. We also have done some collaborative t-shirts with local mixed media artist Amberella. And so we've got some tote bags and t-shirts that we'll be giving away to some of our first customers.
And so how did the vegan ice cream portion of this get into the mix? Is it because of Brooklyn? I imagine Brooklyn as being a very hipster, very food allergy conscious area.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we knew there was a demand for good vegan ice cream, and you know, we really care about the quality of what we're making. So we didn't want to make vegan ice cream that felt like it was an afterthought. If it wasn't going to be as good as our dairy ice cream, then to us, there's no point doing it. So Ben Van Leeuwen did an amazing job of tinkering with cashews and cocoa butter and coconut milk to create a vegan ice cream that tastes just as good as the real thing. And yeah, we had a lot of demand for it. We also, I come from a half vegan family, so kind of grew up with seeing that there wasn't a lot of good options for people who have a plant-based diet. I mean, it's a different story now, but we really wanted to make something awesome that people can enjoy if they're vegan or lactose intolerant, or even if they're not. So we have a lot of customers who just simply prefer the vegan.
So what was it about this Philadelphia market that brought you here?
Yeah, so Philadelphia, I mean, to us it feels like it's kind of New York City's backyard.
You know, don't say that.
Oh, well, I mean, I mean that in the most endearing way. You know, we've loved visiting Philly. Ben and Pete's grandparents actually were born and raised in Philly, so there's some, like, family roots here. And then my new baby's grandparents actually just live a few blocks from here as well. So it feels like kind of like a little bit of a home ground market for us in a way.
So you came here naturally because your family's brought you here, and then you saw the food scene, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. So, we love, like, the sort of bustling street scene, and, you know, this strip especially is, like, dotted with so many great restaurants, so many great plant-based restaurants, so we just feel like we can be really at home here.
A lot going on. You can hear the construction on the streets here as people are, like, looks like they're updating their streeteries and doing all kinds of things to the streets. What do you think about this this particular corner?
Yeah, this location is, I mean, super awesome, really bustling. We've got Elvez across the road, who we're so excited to be neighbors with. You know, we really love all the outdoor dining that's happening, you know, one of the pros of COVID. And yeah, we're just super excited to be part of this community.
So what did you do to the store? How did you change things around? Did you change things around? Because it was an ice cream shop previously. Well, a gelato.
Yeah, we wanted to come in and, you know, give it a fresh look and make sure it felt like a Van Leeuwen. But we didn't want to kind of, you know, redo things that didn't need to be redone. So, you know, the flooring we kept, you know, we added tile, we added our colors. We kept, I think, a pretty similar layout to what Kepajiro had. And yeah, just like really like light up signage on both sides so people can see us at night, and lots of windows, lots of places for people to enjoy their scoops.
Any highlights, any specialty that we need to be aware of? Because, you know, you talked about the ice cream and the vegan ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we also are offering coffee. So we're using Partners, which is a roastery out of Brooklyn. We thought it would be fun to give the folks here something that maybe they don't get every day in Philly. We also have choc chip cookies, so cookie sandwiches. We do milkshakes, sundaes, house-made waffle cones, which I think is the only way to eat a scoop of ice cream.
And who makes the ice cream?
Yeah, we make everything in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, and Ben Van Leeuwen heads up our innovation, so he's coming up with all the recipes.
So you're delivering every day or every, you know, periodically here to Philly?
Yeah, we have a nice big freezer so that we can consolidate the deliveries, and everything's in a nice deep freeze, so it's all fresh and ready to scoop.
And how do you handle, I'm curious, because like Philly is relatively close to New York.
Yeah.
And that's where your kitchen is?
Yeah, that's right.
So how do you deliver to all your other locations? You have Houston and LA.
Yeah. So that those markets that are further away, it goes out on like frozen freight trucks.
So really everything is in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How big is this space?
The Brooklyn space where we make it is about 5,000 square feet. So by ice cream factory standards, pretty small. But yeah, big enough to do what we want to do at the moment.
How many people are making the ice cream?
Making the ice cream, we have about probably 40 team members full time, and then across the company we're around probably 300 now.
Not terribly large.
Yeah.
You know, growing.
Yep, definitely growing.
And one of the big issues that I've noticed with restaurants and now like people wanting to open up is hiring. Have you run into obstacles finding people working at your store?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're feeling the same strains that the industry is, and you know, I think a lot of people sort of reassessed their lives during this COVID period, which is completely understandable. So, you know, we're doing our best to create a great place for people to work and, you know, pay good wages. But yeah, it's sort of everything was closed and then everything was open. We were lucky that during the pandemic, we were never really closed. So we didn't have to sort of lay off people and then try and get them back. So,
because you can sell pints without having to open the store.
Yeah. So we sort of, we adapted as things went along, and, you know, for a while it was just delivery, and then we were serving from the door, and then eventually we were letting people back in with masks, and then, you know, we continue to follow the mandates as they develop.
How important has the online presence become?
Yeah, very important. So I think people, you know, love to be able to get stuff delivered.
So that means you have to be able to spell Van Leeuwen.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you have to be able to either spell it or something like it. You know, right. We actually thought that when we were originally naming Van Leeuwen. My last name's O'Neill, so it doesn't sound quite as fancy as Van Leeuwen. So we were like, oh, what's going to happen? People can't say it, people can't spell it. But I think if you type in anything kind of similar to it, or even just yellow ice cream truck ice cream, you'll find Van Leeuwen.
It'll pop up.
Yeah.
So what are your expectations for Philly? What are your goals and your plans?
Yeah. So I'm very excited for this first location to be open. And then this is going to be the first of three locations. We have signed leases in Rittenhouse and Fishtown. So Rittenhouse is 115 South 18th Street, and then 1601 Frankfurt Avenue in Fishtown.
And when are those coming?
Rittenhouse, we think around spring, and then Fishtown, not until next summer.
You're working on those? What are you doing? Building out the stores?
Yep. So, and then we also, you know, we want to open like around like good ice cream weather times as well. So yeah, working on the design and construction and all the red tape and everything it takes to get an ice cream store open.
What's been the most difficult part about opening?
I mean, it's definitely been challenges with COVID, obviously, like with just sort of being able to like get people in person and traveling, and you know, everything's been backed up with building departments and approvals and things like that. So that's been a challenge. But and this store opened a little later than we hoped, but we're happy that there's still like plenty of warm weather. You know, very muggy, warm weather where people will be able to cool off with some ice cream.
As a business owner, do you see that businesses are coming back? Are we going to feel that buzz of commerce again?
Yeah, I mean, we should hope so. We launched in 2008, and one of the things we wrote into our business plan was that ice cream is recession-proof. And then in 2008, we got to prove that very quickly. And it's because ice cream is a comfort food. I think it's recession-proof. It's an affordable luxury. So while people are probably, like, you know, tightening their belts on certain other things, I think they are rewarding themselves with delicious comfort foods and affordable luxuries. So.
And did you feel that during COVID?
Yeah, definitely. With the delivery platforms were really helpful because people were able to get ice cream at home and have something that made them feel good when there wasn't, you know, and even with going out and getting an ice cream now, like, things are starting to open up again. You know, we're starting to see sort of live music and cinemas and that kind of thing. But, you know, being able to just like grab an ice cream and take a walk is sort of like one of the very like great and acceptable activities to do in these times.
So what are some things you learned through COVID that you think are not going away?
Well, I think the getting food delivered, I think even though we don't necessarily need it now, we can go out and get it ourselves. I think we've gotten really used to it, and that's great. It means like people are still, I think a lot of people actually discovered us through delivery platforms. We noticed this particularly in LA where our stores were not as busy, and now I think people discovered Van Leeuwen on one of the platforms, ordered it, got hooked. Now they're like, where is that store in person? I'm going to go down there and grab an ice cream. So that, I think getting food delivered and the convenience of that is not going to go away. What else? I think that, yeah, I don't know.
Website probably had to be able to sustain that.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a redo of our website. We also hammed up our DTC, so direct-to-consumer, shipping it around the country. We've been doing a lot more of that. We also launched our ice cream bars during the last year. So that's.
And are those being sold here too?
Yes, we have those in our freezer case as well. So those are chocolate-dipped ice creams on sticks, nice. Vegan and classic.
What do you think makes Van Leeuwen ice cream different?
Yeah, so it's our focus on ingredients. It's, you know, really simple recipes. We don't use stabilizers. We use lots of egg yolks and lots of heavy cream in the dairy recipes. And then, you know, we've found natural fats and solids like cashews and cocoa butter, the fat from chocolate, coconut cream, and oats to mimic that same experience with our vegan as well. So it's all about the ingredients.
You have to be a chemist to make ice cream?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a science, and you know, getting the fat levels right and the sugar levels right, and making sure that it's the right amount of sugar to make it taste great and make it scoopable. And we don't like to put too much air into our ice cream. You know, some ice creams you scoop it and you see all the air pockets, but ours is nice and dense and rich.
What are you most excited for?
Just really excited to see. I'm excited to see the people of Philadelphia enjoying some Van Leeuwen ice cream. Our tagline is "A life without anything good is bad," and very excited to be bringing it to Philadelphia.
Laura O'Neill is one of the three co-founders, and this is their 25th store here in Philadelphia. And Laura, if people want more information or they want to order online, where can they go?
Yeah, they can head over to vanleeuwenicecream.com.
And that's spelled?
VanLeeuwenicecream.com.
And all of the locations will be listed, including Philadelphia.
Yep, and they can also follow us on Instagram at Van Leeuwen Ice Cream.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much, Adas.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.